Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. And we're about to get weird. Like, weird, weird. I don't understand why Pork Chop makes things so weird.
Okay, I came up with a really, really fun game.
You have an evil look in your eye. I'm scared.
The first rule, everyone listening, take your cell phone and give it to the person to the left of you right now.
No.
Do it. No touching. No. Do it. I'll explain the rules in a second. Just do it.
Oh, my God.
Because you
makes
are
me
not
nervous.
Allowed to touch your phone from here on out.
So wait, to the what's way? Huh?
All right. So to the left. So Joe, give yours to Mackenzie.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Don't Liv, drop it.
Mackenzie to Liv. All right.
Okay,
good.
Here you go. Here
okay.
go.
Liv, yours to Joe.
Okay. Okay. Right, Joe, good. Don't do anything.
Okay. So you're no. Hold on. Look at how greasy her phone is. What is wrong with you?
Why would... No, it's not greasy.
It's something. Sorry.
Okay. So here's the game I came up with. It's called Google Roulette.
Okay.
I've played twice already, and it's fantastic. I played once at Sullivan's last night. These three girls came into the steakhouse, and I was serving them. I was like, hey, can you do me a favor? Test this game out. We played. It was awesome. And then I played it out at the bar with my friend Baby Blues. The new love interest guy. Anyways, I played.
Oh my god!
I played with him and his friends, and it was fantastic.
Okay, so how do we do this? What are we doing?
We all give a phone to the person to the left of us.
Yes.
And you have to read something in their recent Google search, whether it's
okay.
the first thing,
no,
the fifth thing.
No.
I'm totally reading Joe's text messages.
No. Get out of there.
Are him and Lindsay still happy on their fourth year anniversary? So anyways, we played this last night, and one girl's hers was like Hamilton County Attorney, and we were all like, "What?"
Oh.
So,
okay.
All right.
Who's gonna go first? Do you want me to go first? I'm already in Joe's stuff, so I might as well.
Yeah, are you on my Google or my text message?
Don't worry about it. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Google. I'm gonna last thing searched is how to put ranch back in the squirty bottle.
What? Seriously, dude?
The menu, the thing, it literally says how to put ranch back in the squirty bottles.
What, are you watching YouTube videos?
I do watch a lot of videos. No, first of all, this is a very common search. Maybe not about ranch, but you might wonder, like, when you squirt out too much toothpaste, like, oh, crap, I didn't mean to do that much. You hit it a little too hard.
Oh, yeah, what a waste.
I was pouring out some ranch the other day. I was going to have it for, I was trying to be healthy with my celery and carrots, and I'm at home, and it's like, I'm like, because normally it's a new type I'm using. It's like a Greek yogurt style. Whatever it is, it comes out a lot faster than like the kind I used to have. I had to really squeeze the ranch bottle. So I like, it was just all over it. It went way past my little cup. So I'm squirting it, and I'm like, oh, crap. And listen, you know me, I don't like wasting it. And for whatever reason, this bottle does not have a twist cap, because it would have been easy just to grab a spoon or a knife, you know, like, doom,
right.
Scoop
it's
it up, throw it back in.
Yeah, I'm imagining like Benny and Paddington coming over and licking
it. Yeah, licking all the ranch.
So I found a way to do it, and you could try this at home if you need to. It takes forever, but if you're like me and you don't like to waste things, you have to have like a little mini, I forget what it's for at home, but we have like a little funnel. It almost looks like a big funnel down to a little like narrow part. You put that along with the straw, like the straw goes in between that into the bottle.
This is so intricate. I would just squeeze the bottle and then let it suck it up.
No, you just,
that's genius. That's
one way to do it, but you put it into the little funnel-like thing, which will be attached to the straw, which goes in through the straw into the ranch bottle.
I guarantee you, it's like two tablespoons of ranch is probably missing.
Listen, for somebody that complains you have to work two jobs, maybe you wouldn't if you saved your ranch.
Oh
yeah, just
God.
Buy a new bottle. Who's next?
Give me my phone.
Oh, no.
It's me. Okay.
No, no, I don't know what's on there. I'm scared.
Honestly, I'm a little scared. Okay, let's see here.
Oh, no. What does it say? I have no idea what it says.
It says how to fix a light bulb.
Seriously?
Okay.
Seriously?
Okay, to my defense, it's my first time living on my own. And I was putting all the light bulbs in my little girl's room, and some of them are too hot. The wattage is too high. And literally in one of the things I screwed in, it started to like melt the outside of the little lamp. It was like over her desk.
What are you putting, like a tanning lamp in there?
It was, so I was kind of just like sussing out what to put where, what light bulbs are too hot, too warm, all those things.
You should have just called Home Depot.
I don't know about bulbs, okay, guys?
Oh my gosh. I didn't know bulbs could be so intricate.
I mean, I know that you just obviously screw them in. It's not that difficult, but not all bulbs are created equal, I learned.
As we found out, okay. Well, don't ask Mackenzie to do anything here at work.
Preventing fire hazard, okay.
All right, who's next?
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
Let's see here.
Oh, you have Flip's phone, right, Joe?
I do. Once again, I'm trying to get the grease out. Here, put your PIN code in real quick. It locked up.
Okay.
You should have had this done before.
I know, but...
I don't know. Okay, I got it. Google.
I have no idea what this could even be for Liv. It could be anything.
scared.
Cynthia Doll Rugrats.
Oh my gosh! I used to love Rugrats and Cynthia. Oh. You look like Cynthia.
One, that is so mean.
But so accurate.
So mean. That girl's hair is whack.
And missing eyebrow.
So rude.
So why did you Google it, though?
Okay, the reason why I Googled it is because, you know, Cam Newton on the Carolina Panthers, the football team, if you Google image him in 2019, current day, his hair looks just like Cynthia's from Rugrats. Yes,
what?
And I had to show all my
friends.
Wait, who is it again?
Cam Newton.
Yes,
Newton, 2019. I know he is, but his hair legit, say do 2019, his hair looks exactly like Cynthia's hair right now.
Liv is the queen of if you show someone something. Like, we showed Liv a hot country singer, and she's like, oh my God, he looks just like a dash hound. And then
he looks like a pit bull.
And then she pulls up to, she's the queen of, like, you know who that looks like or that looks just like.
Play this again with your friends. It is so much fun to go out there.
Wait, pork chop. This is mortifying for all of us. Give me your phone.
This was my game.
I know, but that's not fair.
We've been talking too long.
I got it.
No. Hold on. Wait.
Okay,
I don't even know.
Hold on.
No. Seriously. No. Liv.
Oh,
I swear
my God.
Read it. What does it say?
What is even searching for?
What does it say?
How soon does it take for an STD to show up?
Okay.
Wait, you have an STD?
No. Listen.
Oh, it's probably for a friend.
No.
Yeah.
No. Listen.
Oh, pork chop, it's okay.
Listen.
Oh, it's okay.
Is this a mosquito bite? I don't know.
Anytime you've been with someone for a long time and you're seeing someone new, you should get an STD test. I didn't want to get one right away because, you know, if I was with someone in a recent amount of time, like, you have to wait.
And this is very smart.
It said 15 days, so I'm waiting 15 days and I'm going to get an STD test, okay?
That's being responsible, actually.
I guess that is responsible. Yes. But hey, you know, I have friends that have dealt with that. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm
cool. I love how whenever anyone speaks of it, they're like, my friend. I literally hate you guys.
Play the song. It's so embarrassing.
All right. Well, I think we learned something here. It's that poor chat might have something.
And we'll never play this game again.
No, I like it. And that Liv needs to be Cynthia Doll for Halloween because she looks just like her.
Ranch for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll get you ranch. You just take care of that STD.
He's going to screw in these light bulbs over here, guys.
Okay, we'll be right back.